But how in the world did we get off on that? We got off on the ethnic groups, yeah.
Right, the neighborhood. Well, what about the oldest businesses? Where are they located?
Yeah, you mean in Houston?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've had a generation turnover in the last 10 years. But the oldest businesses are basically located in still in downtown Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, downtown, because we hadn't yet mallized. You know, Larry Gross had a song, "We've Been Mauled," you know.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we hadn't been mauled around here yet,
right,
so.
Yeah,
so it's basically still downtown, around on the square. See, the courthouse is on the square, and they call it the Court Square. And, you know, kids on the weekends, they ride around the square, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like the sun's riding down the strip, you know. And, so it's basically oriented around downtown.
Is that where the banks are located, too?
Mm-hmm. Right, main banks. You're, drug stores, you know, this kind of thing. They're all, we got, what, three corner drug stores in town, you know, the old corner drug store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. We'll just let this tape. Right,
yeah.
We'll call in the morning if you want to. I don't want to.
Doesn't matter. Don't matter. Don't matter.
Okay. What about, are there any kind of local landmarks around here with any historical significance?
Well, there are quite a few, and for some reason we haven't had the foresight or even the hindsight in a lot of situations to captivate an audience with them. You know, there's Indian mounds around here. Hernando de Soto's men, when they were coming across to discover the Mississippi and all, you know, they spent the night up here, you know. Well, matter of fact, I own a piece of land where some of them are buried, you know, one that died. You can dig down in the ground, you know, and find the, you know, the old pieces of metal and stuff.
Are these mounds on private property?
There are some mounds on private property around here, but the particular ones that I'm talking about now are in the hands of the federal government on the Natchez Trace Parkway, and they're just, there's just a sign there. See, they don't really promote it, you know. It's just there.
Nothing like, have you ever been to Moundville, Alabama?
Mm-hmm. And there's some in Tennessee also, you know, it's a big deal, you know, and
yeah.
Private enterprise all around, you know, selling Davy Crockett hats and, you know, arrowheads, really, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean,
yeah,
but that's,
know,
you know, free enterprise, that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson, when he was coming to fight the Battle of New Orleans, or New Orleans,
right,
as they sang it in the song, spent the night in a brick hut that was built by the Indians about 8 miles through the woods up here in the northeast of where we are right now. And everybody knows it, and there's a natural spring there, part of the old brick hut. See, back then, one of the presidents or somebody sent some men down to teach Indians how to make bricks. And the Chickasaws were some of the first ones to catch on and to do this, and they built a place there, and that's where Jackson stayed. And, you know, I could get my boss to run you up there and show it to you. As a matter of fact, it was on, it's, you know, a few hundred yards behind where he grew up. And it's on, more or less, on the old Natchez Trace, you know, the old horse trail Natchez Trace. But nobody's really captivated on them, you know. If that answers your question, it gives you both a yes and a no. I guess I sound like a political lawyer. But
any parks around here?
State parks, no, not right in this area.
Say if an airplane were going to make a landing around here, where would it land?
Now, we have a nice airport for a small town like Houston. Houston Municipal Airport, 3,000-foot runway. It can handle a Learjet if the Learjet pilot knows what he's doing real well. Matter of fact, one has landed out there before. Tupelo has got a pretty fair airport, but it's, they run commercial flights in there, but it's a non-controlled field, which, well, that means that they don't have a control tower.
Oh.
Yeah?
Huh. I didn't know that was done.
What? Non-control field? Yep. Yes, sir. It sure is. Columbus.
Like landing directions or anything?
Well, yeah. You know, you can say, you know, Tupelo Unicom. You know,
Unicom.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when I fly, you know, I say Tupelo Unicom Cessna 1659 Quebec, 5 miles out, 2,500 feet. You know, give me an advisory.
Mm-hmm.
The guy'll come back home. ain't no other planes around here. You all right?